I want you to think about how much easier it would be for you to achieve your goals if you were surrounded by other people who were striving for the same goals, you know, they had the same desires for their life, or how much more motivating it would be to have a mentor who could guide you on the steps that you need to take. You don't need to work out everything yourself. It can be exhausting. You know, in the time that we're living right now, there are so many resources available to you to really help you on your journey. If that is something that you have that desire within you to sort of take that next step.
Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Imprint. I'm excited to have you join me today for this topic all about what's possible for you. And I hope that you're enjoying this bumper week of content. There's so many big ideas that I wanted to share with you. And sometimes I feel like a single solo episode is not enough. So this week, you're in for a treat with all of these extra episodes and would love to hear from you if you've been enjoying them. So I wonder if you've ever had one of these kind of sliding door moments. Do you remember that film? To be honest, I actually think I remember the trailer more than I remember the actual film. But the concept behind it has always stayed with me. And it's this universal thought or this idea that many of us have. It's that what would have happened if you'd maybe stayed living in that area, or if you had stayed in that job, or if you'd stayed in that relationship? Or maybe it's the reverse, or a slightly different reframe on that same question. You know, how would my life be different if I hadn't moved? Or how would it be different if I was still working in that job? Because the truth is, we are all presented with moments in our life where we have to make a decision. We either have to stay with what feels familiar and comfortable, or we have to make a decision to move into discomfort and ultimately growth. And I know for me, whenever I've embraced what felt like at the time, you know, choices that have felt hard, I've really grown. And it's made my life expand in all sorts of ways. And I could never go back. I would never look back. You know, I've grown and I'm really glad that I made that change. It wasn't always easy, but it has exponentially improved my life. So that's what we're going to talk about today, the choices that you might be facing and how to make a choice that feels good because it feels aligned with where you ultimately want to go. Because maybe you've been at home with young children for the past few years and they're about to start school. You know, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, maybe they've already just started and you're starting to think about, you know, what's your next chapter going to look like? Or maybe you've been feeling stuck and you want to make some changes in your life. You're feeling sick and tired of, you know, listening to the internal dialogue in your mind and going over the same conversations over and over again. You know I've had this experience many times. And you want to make a decision that's going to help you move forward. Or maybe you don't even know what's possible for you for your life. You know, you've been living on what feels like autopilot, and you haven't even really considered that there's another way. Or you see people who are living some version of your dream life, but you really don't know, you know, you don't think that's possible for you. You know, you think it's like some magical thing just for them, but that it's not possible for you. And I could, well, most likely you could probably rattle off a list of reasons. I know I certainly can sometimes with my own mind, you know, why they're perfectly positioned to have that type of home or life. And, you know, another long list of reasons of why you aren't. So it really doesn't matter, you know, where you are right now. I want you to know that tapping into your potential is not, I really don't believe it's about just manifesting, you know, just thinking like, if I say this 10 times before I go to bed, then it will happen, you know, and it's not just about wishing and wanting. Instead, it's actually a lot simpler than that. And that's what I'm going to share with you today, because I had a huge aha moment yesterday and it was a great reminder for me, and I hope it's going to really help you too. But of course, you know, our brains don't work that way. You know, they change can often feel hard. You know, it's not actually hard, but it just feels that way. And, you know, maybe you've had that experience. You know, you're dreading doing something. I'm actually quite an introvert. So for me, it's usually going to a social function. I feel a huge amount of resistance within me. But when I get to that event, you know, and start chatting to friends, or, you know, I'm often the one that never wants to leave. And I'm usually literally the last one to leave. But even though, you know, I have that resistance within me beforehand, you know, I just have to break that process down into steps. It's time to get dressed, and then it's time to get in the car and take a deep breath and then find somebody to chat to. And then, you know, and then I'm off and I'm in flow and the night speeds along and I have a lot of fun. And I also have to remind myself of that at the beginning. And my husband often says that to me as well. He's like, you know, once you get there, you'll be fine. But I just have such internal resistance beforehand. You know, change can feel hard, but like I said, it's not actually hard. One of the other big challenges is that we can resist change because we just feel comfortable. It feels familiar. It feels easy. You know, it's our primitive brain keeping us safe. And it will give us a whole list of reasons of why we shouldn't make change, of why we should stay exactly where we are. But I want you to consider, what is the real cost of staying in your comfort zone? And I would suggest to you that it quite possibly is costing you your dreams. It's costing you the life that you really want. And if you have children, you're also teaching them not to pursue what's important to them, because as any of you know who have children, you know, they learn from what you do, not from what you say. So it doesn't matter if you say to them, you know, you can do whatever you want or you can be whoever you want. If you're not showing them how that's possible, then they're never going to truly believe you. They're not going to believe that within their being. Another big challenge that can come our way is if we're trying to make our, you know, if we really want to make our dreams possible, is that we let our past determine our future. So what do I mean by this? We look to our past for evidence of what we can achieve, or we look at those around us and we seek out evidence to prove it's not possible. But I really want you to catch this, because it can sneak up on you when you're not paying attention. And it's really important to notice your thoughts and what you're choosing to believe, because there are so many examples of people who have done exactly what you're trying to achieve. You know, they've managed to have a clutter-free home with children. You know, they've created a home that is beautiful on a budget. They've put in the work step by step, you know, to start offering their services, doing what they love, you know, maybe helping others create beautiful interiors, whether it's in interior design or styling or whatever that looks like. And I've got hundreds of examples of this from students in the Styling Masterclass. I've also got hundreds of examples of this from the homes that I've stepped into around the world styling them, you know, because I get to see and chat to all sorts of different people and what they've made possible for their lives. And honestly, when you meet these people, you kind of realize, actually, if they can do it, so can I. And so I want you to know that it is possible. And so today I'm going to share with you how. How is it possible? What are the steps that you can take to make it happen? You know, and this is literally what I've learned from speaking to people, interviewing people, stepping into people's homes, and just from my own journey. And so what happens is that, you know, when you make the decision to make a change in your life, I've seen this over and over again, all sorts of opportunities start to open up for you. And you realize that change isn't hard if you choose to believe it's not hard. You know, you can just choose to believe that it's a process. It's a process that you have to go through. It's just a series of steps that you need to take. You also realize that if you stay in your comfort zone and you don't grow, you're never going to evolve. And we all know, or, you know, have known examples of this, you know, people that are, you know, that kind of thing of like when people still, it's like their high school years were their best years, you know, and they've never kind of evolved since then. They've never grown. They've never evolved. Like they were still the hero at high school and they kind of haven't ever really grown or, you know, had any personal growth since then. And we can also choose to believe what's possible. You know, we can seek out mentors or who are ahead of us on our journey. We can choose to connect with a community of like-minded people. It's very hard to stay motivated and keep yourself accountable if you don't have access to kind of what I call your people. You know, I know this because I've had this experience several times in my life when I was younger, just after I finished school. You know, I really struggled to find my people, my tribe. And then a few years ago, when I was living somewhere in another area, I found it, you know, quite draining in many ways. But during those times, you know, I connected with people online, or there are so many other ways now that we can connect with people who are on a similar journey and a growth path to us. And, you know, even just listening to podcasts can be really powerful to know that, you know, you're not alone, and there are ways that you can connect with people. But of course, you want to have more engagement. I think podcasts are great for kind of opening your mind to the possibilities of what you can do with your life. And I certainly had that experience myself. And, you know, I listen to people who are further ahead on their journey. But then you need to also have that more intimate connection, that sort of daily interaction with people who are on the same path as you. And so I want you to think about how much easier it would be for you to achieve your goals if you were surrounded by other people who were striving for the same goals. You know, they had the same desires for their life. Or how much more motivating it would be to have a mentor who could guide you on the steps that you need to take. You don't need to work out everything yourself. It can be exhausting. And, you know, I've definitely been there. I started styling before Instagram, before online courses were really a thing, before coaching was as big as it is now. You know, I had to really struggle and fumble along and just kind of try and work it out. And, you know, but you don't have to. You don't have to. But, you know, in the time that we're living right now, there are so many resources available to you to really help you on your journey. If that is something that you have that desire within you to sort of take that next step, if you're passionate about your home, or you're passionate about interiors, or having, you know, a creative business, you know, I'm here to help you, and you don't have to do it alone. And so today I really want to help you discover what's possible for you in three simple steps. You know, for me, for a long time, I knew that I wanted to do the type of work that lit me up, the type that, like, I really loved and enjoyed. And I knew that I wanted to make a difference somehow. I had absolutely no idea what that would look like. But that was something that I just really had it within me. And for so long, it just didn't make sense. I kind of just thought, like, how on earth do I even do that? Like, I just felt like I just want to feel like I've kind of made a difference. And I have shared this story before. I remember when I went to university and just walking through the library, they call them the stacks, it's in the university, of like all these really old books, like that had been around for hundreds of years. And this idea of like that these people had passed like hundreds of years ago, and yet their ideas, their knowledge, their contribution to the world had lived on. And for me, that has just always been so powerful. And it's always been something that I've thought, you know, I would love to make some kind of difference. And, you know, no matter how small, just to make some kind of difference that, I don't know whether this is some kind of warped way of thinking, but, you know, just to feel like I've made a difference somehow, you know, that my life has meaning and purpose. And so, you know, that is something that I've always had within me, but I've thought, like, well, how do I do that? Like, how do I make that happen? And like I said, you know, I just, for a long time, I just didn't know. And because, you know, I was just like an average kind of girl, you know, like I was living in a small suburb, an average kind of home, in a city, you know, on the other side of the world. My parents had very safe and unexciting jobs. You know, they weren't necessarily super high paying. We were very kind of just middle of the road, you know, in every way. And, you know, we didn't really know anyone who was doing anything, you know, what I considered amazing. And yet that was what I wanted for my life. And so when I look back on my life now, I realize that any of the success that I've had, and I really feel even uncomfortable using that word, but what I'm going to say is, you know, that any of the success that I've had, it hasn't happened in an instant. You know, so for any of you who maybe think like, wow, you know, I'd love to, you know, do interior styling for a career, or I would love to create books or have a homeware shop or whatever it is. You know, none of that has happened in an instant. It doesn't happen with one single choice or decision. Instead, I've really come to realize that it comes from being consistent. It comes from taking one step after another. And then, you know, and then you just keep having to do that to get closer towards your dream. You know, you don't become a best-selling author overnight. You have an idea, you write a proposal, and in my case, you know, you send an email to a homeowner and you contact a photographer, you book a shoot date, and then one day you notice that your book is on the top three books on Amazon for interior design and decorating. You know, like you take each of those simple steps and cumulatively they then culminate into something that when you look back, you're like, wow, like that happened. But it can seem sometimes insurmountable when you're at the start of your journey of like, how do I make that happen? How do I make that possible? And so if you get just one idea from today's podcast, it's that anything, and I truly mean anything, is possible for you. And it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to cost you lots of money or a ridiculous amount of time. But, and this is important, it requires you to be consistent. I know that doesn't necessarily sound, you know, exciting, but it's really what will help you get the results that you want in your life. So I'm going to share with you now three simple steps that you can take to make anything possible in your life. The first step is awareness. You have to realize that what you're currently doing isn't working. All too often, we don't even realize we're stuck. We're just in a rhythm and a routine of our lives. And I'm sure you've had this experience with a friend. You know, they're struggling to grow their business or they're having challenges with a child. And you can see so clearly what's happening, where they're going wrong, and what would fix it. But they're so much in the thick in the weeds, you know, they're so thick in the weeds that they can't even see what the problem is. We sometimes have to really pause and do an inventory of our lives and ask ourselves, you know, if we've really, I'm not a huge fan of the word happy, but, you know, if we're really feeling a sense of contentment and peace in our lives, you know, if the choices we're making right now are helping us to live the life that we want. And we have to get really clear on what actually is the problem. Is it the clutter? Is it that you've been at home with the children for the past few years and you feel a little bit lost, or you feel disconnected from, you know, who you are and the dreams that you had, and you feel like you're in a little bit of a groundhog day? Or maybe you feel that you really want to pursue a career in interiors or build up your business, but you just don't know how to make it happen. And it feels like everyone else around you is making, you know, having all this great success, and you're sort of thinking like, how are they actually making that happen? So here are some questions that I ask myself to get clarity on defining a problem, because you need to get really specific about what actually is the problem. Create that awareness for yourself. And it's as simple as asking yourself this question: what do I want? And like, really be honest with yourself. And I find it really helpful to actually write down the answer to that question. So sort of that sort of cognitive process of contemplating a question, like really ruminating on it and kind of really accessing that part of you that is the raw, open, honest part of you, and ask yourself, like, what do I really want? And then what do I want 1 year from now? What do I want 3 months from now? What do I want 1 month from now? And what do I want today? And once you're clear on what that problem is, then you can start to solve for it. Now you can ask yourself, what's the solution? And the truth is, we know deep down inside what the solution is, what the answer is. You just need to give yourself the space to access that truth. And as I said, you know, I find journaling really helpful for getting to down to that like real, raw, honest answer. And just that act of like writing on a piece of paper, it's like it opens the floodgates. Or sometimes, you know, taking a walk, not listening to music, not listening to a podcast, you know, just going by yourself and just focusing on the problem and finding a solution. And our brains are very clever. You know, if you give your brain a problem, it has to solve it. If you give your brain a question, it has to answer it. I mean, this happens to me all the time. You know, I've got friends who are running small entrepreneurial businesses, you know, and they tell me how they're struggling. And as I drive away, like my brain goes into overdrive and it has to solve the problem. And before I know it, I'm kind of getting Siri to send them a text message saying, why don't you try this? Or, you know, like, and giving them ideas and suggestions. So the second step to really making anything possible for yourself is that you have to take action. Action is everything. Simple as that. You cannot stay in your comfort zone. You cannot wish to succeed. You cannot just wish to have a beautiful home or a beautiful life or clutter-free spaces or a home that looks and feels cohesive or amazing clients. You have to take action. And this is not necessarily about spending lots of money or having to go overboard with turning your house upside down. Instead, it is the small, consistent actions that compound over time that get you the life and the results that you want. So if you're a long-time listener, you'll know that this isn't the first time I've said this, but I want to share an example of this, of how this shows up. You know, it was this real aha moment I had when I was talking to a friend, and he was catching up with some other friends he hadn't seen in a while. And we both had this moment of realization of how you cannot see somebody in a long time. And you kind of have this moment of like, wow, we both started at the same point. And over the course of years, you know, we've all, like both of us separately, have made little decisions and little choices that have taken us further and further and further away from each other. And then when you meet, you know, a few years down the track, you can kind of see that, wow, we actually have very different ways of living, very different values. And even though we started at the same point, it is those small little decisions that have taken us on a completely different path. I don't know if you've had this experience, but you know, I've had this experience, and so has my husband, in relation to, you know, friends and, you know, the choices we've made in relation to our children and technology, in relation to the foods that we eat, the lifestyle that we live in terms of like being very healthy, not drinking. You know, there are so many ways that this has shown up, and it's not like it happens overnight, but it's only when you kind of look at it like several years down the track and you're like, wow, like they're still doing that same thing and getting those same results. And like, we've just made just these little, like, no, we're not going to drink tonight, or, you know, or we're going to like, or, you know, we're not going to let the children watch a movie, or we're not going to let them, you know, have a phone or whatever it is. And we've just seen the compounding effect of the challenges that people that we know are now having with their children because they've had unlimited screen time, or, you know, a huge amount of screen time, and like very serious issues that they're encountering. And, you know, and we can see this, like it's so clear to us, and we can see it in so many different ways. And you might have that as well with people in your life or people that you know. And it's really quite eye-opening when you see that over a period of time. So, you know, I just want you to think about, like, if you were to take some consistent steps towards your goals, if you were to start today and take one step today towards the home and life you want, if you were to keep taking those small, consistent steps over the coming weeks and months, you know, where do you think you would be 3 weeks from now, or 3 months from now, or 3 years from now? Because it really does compound over time. The third step that is really important to making, you know, your goals and your dreams possible is to embrace accountability. One of the best ways to guarantee your success is surrounding yourself with people who have similar habits, desires, and goals. And so for us, where we live in our local community, you know, that has played a huge role in us moving to this region of Byron Bay. We are surrounded with other people who are, you know, living very healthy lifestyles. you know, people who aren't about, you know, going out and drinking lots, or, you know, they're not, we're in a school community where screens are discouraged. You know, we are surrounded by people who have very similar values, and it's so easy to stick with those goals because you're seeing evidence of it all around you. So it is really powerful. And there are two reasons why we don't get the results we want in our life. The first is that we don't have the right strategies. And the second is that we have the right strategies, but we don't follow through on those strategies. And one of the ways that you can ensure that you will follow through is to have accountability. And that's why in my course, the Styling Masterclass, you know, I have live coaching calls. I'm there for you. I'm there to cheer you on and encourage you and keep you motivated. And it's why we have a group community. And I encourage you to share your work and progress. And, you know, to anyone who's signed up to the Styling Masterclass or is considering joining, you know, I would say to you, it's better to share your work and progress, even if it feels imperfect to you, because when you know and feel it's not quite right and you still share it, that is when you're going to grow, because it comes back to this idea of, you know, of taking action. Your work will never be perfect, but you will only get better and improve and move closer to your goals when you take imperfect action, as opposed to the person who kind of like, oh, you know, I don't feel it looks quite right, so I'm not going to share. Like, it that compounds, you know, not taking action or not holding yourself accountable, that compounds too. So you want to have the growth compounding in your favor. So, you know, just ask yourself, like, do you have people around you who are where you want to be in your life? And if not, like, what impact do you think that is having on you? And what positive impact could it have on you to be surrounded by people who have, you know, the same habits and the same goals and the same desires? All right, so I've shared three important steps to help make anything possible in your life, any goal possible. The first step is to create awareness of your current problem, what you really want and why you are stuck. So really, you know, I shared those questions. I hope you wrote them down, but, you know, really get clear on just asking yourself, like, what do I really want? And then asking that question, your brain will then start to solve for that. The second step is to take imperfect action. And remember that small, consistent steps compound over time. If a goal feels too big, break it down into small steps and think about one thing you can do today to help you move closer to that goal. And the third step is to embrace accountability. Accountability. I don't know why I can't say that properly. One of the best ways to guarantee your success is to surround yourself with people who have similar goals, values, and habits of you. If you want to make your home the best that it can be, you need to surround yourself with other people who are on a similar journey. It will help you stay the course and stay motivated and make it happen. So, you know, I just want you to think about what is one thing you can do today, one small but important step that you can take today to help you move closer towards your goal, because it is possible. You can achieve it. You just need to move into action. Now, I'd love to hear from you if you found this episode valuable. As always, you can send me a DM on Instagram or leave a 5-star rating or leave a quick review. This is episode 139. Or, you know, if you know of somebody who is really stuck right now, who is not making progress on their goals, or who is just kind of a little bit down on themselves and, you know, feeling like the world is against them or life is against them or that everything is, you know, just not going their way, then maybe, you know, you could share this episode with them. Maybe it will give them a little bit more encouragement and a little bit of a shining a light on that there is a way forward and there is possibility. And so, you know, I think that is something that's really a beautiful gesture to somebody if they're struggling right now to share this episode, because, you know, I've certainly been there. I've had friends who have been there, and I know that when you're stuck, when you're sort of feeling like, you know, everything good happens to everybody else, or this, you know, good things don't happen to me. If you're thinking those types of thoughts, then you can get really stuck in that. And you know, you don't have to stay there. You can move forward. And, you know, that's my big encouragement for you today with this particular episode. So for those of you who are motivated and excited and do want to join me in the Styling Masterclass, well, enrollments are open for just one more day. So this really is like your opportunity to take that step towards creating a beautiful home, you know, harnessing the power of your creativity and learning skills that will, you know, not only transform your home, but help make your creative dreams possible. So I would love to be your accountability partner within the Styling Masterclass. And I hope that I will see you inside the course in the program very soon. So I would love to have you there. And for everyone else, I hope you found this valuable and I look forward to connecting again with you soon.
All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.